Kavamas, that Adam took with the Gemara Kavamas that says the end of the day is in Pegeris. And the Gemara is in the one place, Mishpat Sivbe, there's a real din with the Kuba that Pegeris is going to be possible to be ever that day's din. And the Gemara tells a story about this woman who converted and gave her so great. And then the Gemara gave, waved on and said, no, it's okay because Nilo Kavla do this. And she's just telling what the woman said, that's good enough. So the Rishonim asked, what was the Beis Din? So the Taisha 2 days. So the first day in Taisha says is after the Beis Din is only required, Nikra Din for Kabbalah's and Mitzvahs. And the second day in Taisha says, no, you should work for everything without considering the Gabbation. Since we're on Anan Tzadik, Sheilu, we also are being Taisha. So Taisha left at Tzarechi, and the Gemara says that since you need a Beis Din for Gabbas, so maybe they can't be Magaya by night. So Tzilas Nidu, he said, except for the Balmo, maybe no Tzilas Nidu by night. So how does it work? So Bishol went to the first day and Taisus is not forbidden because it didn't base the Mishkan was only on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is required to be by Yayin Li'ikuvah. But if you went to the second day and Taisus, you really didn't need base the Tzvilah. So Tzvilah could say on Saturday it was based in, but how do you get around with Lila? That was what left Tzachim. That's what Taisus and I talked about Tzachim yesterday. So I'm sure everyone today came up with some great ideas how to solve this problem. What's the easiest way out of this problem? Yeshita Su. What was she doing? What's the rush? Did I put a rush in our house? Yeah. Okay, who's a rush book?
Something like that?
Somebody
wrote
something around
the thing. Reveal clothes on. You
did
a reveal clothes. Yeah. Slide again. Well, I didn't know what it was. Very few days to the year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor,
Yeah, it's part of Yisham. That's not quoting. That's part of the Yisham. He doesn't quote the name of the person who's coming Lafuke. Okay, I'm sorry. He's quoting Lafuke, right?
Does the answer have to be a day? Can the answer how be? Can it happen during the day? Can the answer how apply to answer how something with me? Since the answer is just a constant, it's not like
No, he's aware when the woman went to the mikveh. So we either we're washing going to the mikveh now. But if she's going to the mikveh by night, so either we're washing going to the mikveh by night.
The testimony is a couple of things.
No, it's not testimony. No,
the gears
somebody
following the day.
No. The Beis Din, they can't function at night. So have to, if you hold a Tosfos holds that you have to have a Beis Din on the tefillah. So the Beis Din is the whole world's quote unquote seeing her going to the mikveh, but it's at night. So how that work?
So just really saying that these people are functioning because of a Beis Din and not in place of Eidah? Because he says that he was a Shnei Talmid Chacham.
No, the Gemara backs down. The Gemara says that Shnei is a mistake. The Gemara says that he's a Shlosh. Okay. He's still holding another mistake in the Gemara. The Gemara backs down. Fine, to get back to the story. So I'm sorry, I thought the Rosh quote too he's disagreeing with. He just says his point. This Rosh is written as a response to the Shittas of Rashbam. Okay? The Rashbam claims that this din that the Beis Din is not allowed to be done in Torah by night, so that's only a din l'chatchila, but it's kosher to the Eved. The Beis Din then was done by night, that's acceptable to the Eved. So the Rosh is coming to say that's not true. What's the Raya of the Rosh?
Gemara.
Yeah, what does the Gemara say in Yavamas?
That it's only that you're trying to be Dorsh by the Eved, obviously it's only.
Yeah, the Gemara says has machlekes at Tanaim where the chalitza is kosher by night or not. The Gemara says the Man Yom who says that a chalitza is psula by night is because chalitzas can be at the din of mamonis, for whatever reason, that's a different question. Not for now, chalitzas at the din of a mishpah, at the din of a din of mamonis, and the Gemara says that therefore the chalitzas psula by night. So comes the Rosh and says, you see from here that when we say the inala be done at night, that means even the ikuva. So we quote to Yerushalmi, right? That's the whole problem with Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi seems not to say that way, says Yerushalmi, that it means that he has a whole problem with the gears of the Yerushalmi. Fine. But there is a shittas of Rashbam that claims that with the Yevid, the Imamis by night would be acceptable. The Rosh disagrees. So Lachora, our first easy way out of our Gemara is to pin on the Rashbam. To be holy to Rashbam that b'di'evet dini mamres is kosher b'nai. So the whole reason why I gave was after b'nai is because of mishpiksev day. So b'di'evet, the whole din of Lila's nama atay, even my dini mamres is proper. So according to the Rashbam, it wouldn't be so difficult. But of course, it's a little bit odd just to answer like that. We have to explain the shittas in Rashbam. Because the Chodesh Rosh said the Rashbam is wrong, the Chodesh against the Gemara. Not only is the Rashbam against this Gemara in Yevamis, but the Ramban points out that he's also against the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara, the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, says that you have to be Mekadesh HaChodesh Shayom. You're not going to be Mekadesh HaChodesh Shalayla. And the Mishnah says, based on this, in the beginning of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that let's say the Edom come right before Shkia, and the Bezin's being done, should be Mekadesh HaChodesh, not Mekadesh HaChodesh. So then all of a sudden, it already gets dark, it's at the Shkia. So the Gemara says, tough luck. The Mishnah says, tough luck. You can't be Mekadesh anymore. Even with the Eved, if you be Kodesh, you'll be Mekadesh, so it's not going to be Chal. Harezim Uba, the Mishnah says. So comes Ramban and asks, point to Rishban, who says that the whole din of Lila is only a din, it's only a din L'chadchila, so half of Kiddush HaChodesh is even with the Eved. The Gemara says, you can't be Mekadesh for Lila, because Kiddush HaChodesh is like Mishpah, it says, Kichop, we saw the Mishpah, okay, Yaakov, and that's referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. So asks the Ramban, good, Zolzayin is like Mishpah, Zolzayin is like the Imam, the Imam is themselves a kosher by Lila B'diyev. So it's in effect the same kasha as the Rosh. The Rosh was picking up on the kasha from Yuvam. So the Ramban is picking up on the kasha from Kiddush HaChodesh. So we can't just go in a merry way and say, oh, according to the Rashbam, the whole tree will sit on a pedestal. Oh, yeah, we hold it to Rashbam. Tell me, Rashbam, they hold it to Rashbam. That B'diyev, the Imam is kosher by night. If the Rashbam's wrong, the Rashbam's against two Farish and Gemara's. How did he just say that we assume like Tashit is Rashbam?
Shouldn't that Gemara give me a question on the Rosh? Because can you be Gomer Balayla?
The Gemara says that. The Gemara asks, why don't you treat Kiddush HaChodesh like Gemara Din? So the Gemara explains why it's still considered like Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara has a sugya in the beginning of the Rosh.
The Gemara
says
something about
B'diyev,
even if you didn't B'diyev.
The Gemara sounds like even B'diyev. Moses, once you miss the command, it finishes over. Even with the end. So, in the hurry, you have to understand if we want to rely on the Shittas of Rashbam, if we want to explain it by our places, to say that maybe the reason why Gary's is kosher by night to the end is because some of the Rashbam is right, you have to just understand the Rashbam a little bit. So, the Ketzos says, that everybody misunderstood what the Rashbam meant. What did the Rashbam say? All the Rashbam says, Rashbam to the Vas, all he said was, is that in the case of the Yavamis, Bezin's going to have a Moshe Bezin, they're going to go ahead and down the whole night, and then they're passing up 2 o'clock in the morning, Ishbori at the Chai, Ishbori at the Potter, so the Pesach Bezin is going to be Chal B'diyah. That's all the Rashbam said. All the Rishon Shabbai is against the two Gemaras. Comes to the text and says, what's he talking about? The Gemara says beferish in the mission, the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin, that this halacha, that you're not allowed to be having dini mamonis by yom, is only tchilas adin is not allowed to be by yom, but Gemara din is by yom. Only the tchilas din has to be by yom and not by laila, but Gemara din can be by laila. So the Mishnah says that by dini mamonis, matchilim by yom, begor by laila. What does it mean, matchilim by yom? It means the Masumata, the whole viewer, the whole discussion, the whole talk of the Dayan have to sit around and learn Cheshire Mishpah, that has to be by Yom. When they get to the punchline of Ishploni at the Chai, Ishploni at the Potter, so that Psak didn't be Chal even by Laila. The Gemara says the Ferish derived from Sukkim, that the Imamanist Allah is Matkhila by Yom, you have to have the viewer, the Masumata by Yom, then the Gemara didn't have to be by Laila. Comes to Ketzos and says, what would the Din be? Let's say you would have a Din Torah. You would come to Din Torah, it's on a 3 day on. And each of the Valiyadim would present their time. It's in the middle of the daytime, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Dayanim would listen. They'd listen to Reuven talk, listen to Shimon talk. They'd have Kabbalah say this. And then the Dayanim wouldn't close the door. They wouldn't have any view. They wouldn't have any discussion. They wouldn't look up any precise in the sequences. They would just listen to the story, Kabbalah say this. And then each guy would say, Potter, Yechai, 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 just flip off the top of the head. So maybe that's not the best, days then. Maybe you should have the next one to another days then. But a little bit more thorough investigation. But bottom line, what's that? Huh? Let's say Bezin does that. What's the din? Is the din binding? Absolutely. The bottom line, if they gave it to Pesach Bezin, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu ruled what they did, whether they were in violation of maybe having a sin of a din, maybe yeah, maybe no, that's their problem. They get the Pirkei Avos, so they don't have to worry about that. But in terms of the Pesach din, Bezin Shomata, so the din is Kayim, the din is Chal, the Pesach Bezin is Chal, even without a Masa Matan, Ki was that. Even if there was no Diyan, there was no Biru, there was no Masa Matan, that Kabbalah Seder, he gave up Pesach Din and finished. So comes the Ketzos and says, that's what the Rosh Hashanah meant. Comes the Ketzos and says, let's say the whole process happened at night. So 10 o'clock at night, the Bezin sits down, and they hear the whole deal, and they sit around, they're schmoozing, and they're looking up Ketzos, and they're sleeping the whole night. It comes 3 o'clock in the morning, they give a psak there. Which part of what they said was wrong? Which part of the protocol, of the procedure, did they make a mistake on? The fact that they had a Gemara din, the fact that they said, was there anything wrong with what they did? Nothing wrong, you know why? Because what's the halacha? Gemara din is what? It's kosher night. There's nothing wrong with the Gemara din. You can't pinpoint that for the Gemara din by saying, you guys did something wrong by being gone with the din at night. There's nothing wrong with being gone with the din at night. The problem was the bureau, the problem was the Masa Matan. So comes to itself, it doesn't look so dominant off of the Masa Matan. So the Masa Matan by Laila is Kamanda Laisa. So it has the status of a din that was passed up without Masa Matan. So it says itself, so big spritz. So you had a din period that was passed up without Masa Matan. Did the evidence kosher anyway? So what the Tzais is saying is not that the Rashbam meant to say that the din Laila is not Ma'akev. No, Laila is Ma'akev. Laila is Mamish Likuva, absolutely. What the Rashbam meant to say was that since when it comes to the Imam Minister, the din Laila was only set on the Masa Matan, the Pekka doesn't apply to the Gemara din, and since the whole Masa Matan themselves are not Ma'akev, so the name of the din of Laila is not to be Ma'akev, but not that the din of Laila proper is not Ma'akev. So how, what do you reveal with this child of Tzais? What do you reveal? Then the two kashras already are simply answered because of other lines ma'akev. No shadow about it. Whenever that process is ma'akev, so then and the process has to be by yom, so then the din of yom is ma'akev in the other. So the Gemara says that chalitza is a din of mishpah, and chalitza has to be done by yom, blah, blah, blah. So that means the chalitza, the taking off of the shoe, has to be done by yom, and if it's done by laila, it's command of laila, it has, but it didn't happen. So you can't turn around and say by chalitza, well, it's okay. The diavad of chalitza is good without doing the chalitza. That's stupid. But let's say when it comes to kiddush hachodesh. So when the Gemara says the kiddush hachodesh has the din of mishpat, so that means the declaration of Beis and saying the kiddush, that is a din like din in mamonos. So the halacha requires that that statement of a kiddush be done by yom, but it was done by laila. So that's ba'akad the diavad. So the only time the Rashbam said that din b'layla is kosher b'diavad, that's only when it was addressing the issue of the Masa Matan, which gufo was done after b'diavad. So once you say this whole shit of Torah in the Rashbam, before you have to say this, so it's also Rashbam is not Mishnah Torah, it's a Mishnah. He's a Torah b'shtei Mishnah, he's against the Mishnah Yivam, he's against the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So since the Chol is the only working view that we have, that's the Rashbam, so now coming back to Geiris, can you invoke this Rashbam when it comes to Geiris? And Eli waves his head, of course not. Because if the Gemara says that Mishpat Sivbe, if you hold that Mishpat Sivbe refers to the Tefillah also, so that means that Tefillah is a din Mishpat and it has to be done by Yom, even with Ikuv. If it's done by Laila, so it's possible even with the Yom. So you can't invoke the Rashbam. Of course, the Rashbam would agree that the Tefillah is Psuva, even with the Yom by Laila. The Rashbam would say it's a triple Torah by the Masa Matan. So the Torah, if we wanted to defend that Tosfos by saying the Yesh Mefarsh and Tosfos, by saying, yeah, no problem, don't like the Rashbam, so that's ridiculous. That's not going to help. Because the Rashbam himself, based on the Ketzos, is being the Rashbam, would never hold any water. So far, 0 for 1. Good? Right? Counts 0 for 1, Deli? Good. The next pitch. What's the next possibility? So Yosef and Ellie are in a conspiracy today. They started to, they both threw up the same thing. What do you guys think of? Benji, you were in this also, huh?
I was just listening to Ellie.
You just listened to Ellie. No, Ellie, what do you want to tell me a story? Gemara then, so Ellie wants to tell me, Ellie and Yosef come with the following idea. Maybe the reason why the tefillah is acceptable, shaloi be-beis din, even though the tefillah requires beis din, but still it's kosher, even though Laila is not based on Rashbam, but based on the fact that tefillah is like a Gemara din, because after all, we all know, everyone who doesn't live in Peru knows, we'll get to the Peru, those who didn't hear the Peru story, hold on, we'll get to Peru later. So, Benjo for you. So we all know that Tevilah is the very end of the Geirus. There are things that are supposed to precede the Tevilah. By a man, the Mila is supposed to precede the Tevilah. By a woman, so even there was no Mila, obviously, but at least there was what? At least there was Kabbalah and Mitzvah. So Tevilah is like the Makba Patash of the Geirus. That's what the Rashi has, the Shalash. He doesn't say Makba Patash, I said that, but he says it's the Gemara Geirus. The Tevilah Pialach is considered to be the Gemara Geirus. That's not what the Rashi happens to be one of the Rishonim who holds that the Mila must precede the Tevilah, because the machlokes of Rishonim, one of that's true, but the Mila has to preside with tefillah. So even assuming that it does, because machlokes of Rishonim, why is that? Is that because Mila must precede tefillah, or because tefillah must follow Mila? But we'll get to that down the line. So the Rashba happens to hold that Rapi Alocha tefillah is the Gemara Geirus. That's what makes or breaks the Geirus. That's the matzah, the pratish of the Chalos Geirus is the tefillah. So therefore, the Rashba suggests, similar to Eliyahu and Yosef saying, is that the reason why it's kosher b'layla is because the tefillah is considered to be like the Gemara Din. It means there's no halacha that the whole day of numbness from beginning to end has to be in front of Beis Din. It has to be a bayom in front of Beis Din. The halacha is that all the tchila, the last samat, and the chalas has to be in numbness, but tchila is bayom, the government b'layla. So says the Rashba, so it's not also geirus, mishpat tzidei, so geirus, but tchila bayom, the government b'layla. So what does that mean? The meal has got to be bayom, the kabbalah, the mitzvah, the kenzan has to be bayom. The tzvila, which is the matzah patish, that's at the very end. Ishponi at the chay, ishponi at the papa. That's a fima balayla. So that's what the Rashba. The Rashba Yevam says that you say.
Wasn't the Rashba that you could do
a balayla
only by
being honest? No, but the whole thing that geirus needs bezin altogether is not that being honest. The mishpat tzibay is not going to be in the chomer, then being honest. That's what the Rashba says. So, who else? Like this pshat? This is your pshat. You think it's right? You know, you have a number. Who got power with this Rashi? Good. Josh, me too. What's your power with this Rashi?
This is not really a Gemara. It's a separate asking. If she goes under during the day and then she comes up at night or something.
Well, it's against the Mishnah as a suffix. But when is Tefillah the Tara person? Is the Tara person when in the water when they come out? Might have communicated to make the bracha under the water.
So it's not. It's the Lagabi Din. It's one process, and this is the concluding part. Versus Lagabi Her Yeros, it's the Tila is a whole mindset in itself. Mm-hmm. It's not just a
interesting. I hear the spell of Chalik. Who wants to say more than that? Boom. What do you guys say in trouble? The fellow cousin. Hi. What should really say about this?
Nothing
to talk about this.
Do we ever say
like
a
Maisa
could be
another thing? You're on Josh's team. You're like that like technical. In order to understand this Rashi, to appreciate whether we should accept this Rashi or not, what's the first question of this says?
Why?
What kind of story is this? The Gemara Din is kosher b'layla. You don't need yayim. What kind of mitzvah is this? You start by yayim and then have you run little bits of the meaning shots at that night time. So what's pshat? Okay. So the Chora, you can understand this in one of two ways. Either in terms of the chashivas of the din, in terms of din hamadis. There's no intrinsic difference between the Pechilas Din and the Saif Din. It's all important, it's all critical. And really, should have all required Yoyim. Hello, what? The halacha is that in order for Beis Din to have a Moshe Beis Din has to start, you have to open up shop by Yoyim. That's the halacha. The Pechilas Din, the beginning, the Pechilas Din has to be by Yoyim. Like Moshe Lamar Devadoma, the Gemara says that, let's say Beis Din is not supposed to sit in the Din Torah less than a Shavapruta. You're only supposed to have a Moshe Beis Din and a Shavapruta. But let's say they started out in the Din Torah that was a Shavapruta, and then the Skavod Farim, now they're being down in something less than a Pruta. So the Gemara says, that's okay, that's all right. As long as they started, because you're not supposed to open up court at 2 o'clock in the morning. You call a meeting for 9 o'clock in the morning. The meeting schleps a little bit, it schleps a little bit late. So, okay, you stay for an extra hour or so at the end. But you don't sit down, scratch, mamash and mold. But basically, with this side of the Hakira saying, whether it's perfect alumnus or not, but this side of the Hakira saying is that there's nothing intrinsically different between Tchila's Din and Gemara's Din in terms of requiring Yom. Basically, Tchila's Din should require Yom, and Gemara's Din should also require Yom. They're both intrinsic parts, of both integral parts of the entire process. The only thing is that the Din of Yom was only said that basically shouldn't get involved, shouldn't start off things on the wrong foot.
That makes it sound like going tonight is like a b'diavad, is okay.
It's not a b'diavad, means you're allowed to finish up. It's like a meeting. You call a meeting for 9 o'clock, and sometimes it goes late. It slaps out a little bit.
The rest of the chachila, it's okay to go.
No, it's not really b'diavad. It's not really b'diavad. It's not a dramatic continuation. Hold the. Maybe there's a whole question. Maybe The difference between tefillas din that requires yom and something which doesn't require yom goes to the very root of a difference between tefillas din and something. That means the reason why self din, what Gemara din is mutter balayla, is not because he started by yom. The reason why Gemara din is mutter balayla is because there's something fundamentally lacking in Gemara din that doesn't require yom. There's some basic difference between tefillas din, that only tefillas din requires yom, and self din does not require. The question is, what is that? What is that distinction? So there's a din, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah contrasts Dini Mammonis with Dini Nefashis. Dini Mammonis, the halacha is Matkil Vayom, the Gon Valayla. Whereas when it comes to Dini Nefashos, what's the halacha? Matkil Vayom, the Gon Vayom. You're not allowed to be going with Dini Nefashos, but let's say you start in case Dini Nefashos, part of the one, you're still being done, and come Shkir to close up shop and continue tomorrow. You cannot pass to be Sponi, at the Chayav Misa, you're Sponi at the Pot of the Beast, you cannot pass to be at the 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what the Mishnah is. That has to be, the Gemara Din has to be, Vayom also.
Does that have to do with Adam and
Eden? No, the Adam are gone already. The Adam are finished. The
Adam can't come at night.
Well, the reason why Adam can't come at night is because Kabbalah says this is like Mishpah. That's all. It's a circular reason. So why should that be so? Why should that be? The Gemara derives from something. Why should that be that when it comes to Din Nefashos, so the halacha is that even the Gemara Din has to be Balayla? So which side does that seem to indicate? So it's called the first thought of Hakira, that there's really nothing intrinsically wrong, there's nothing intrinsically different between tchilas din and self din. It's just that the halacha is once you start and say you just finish, you know, that would explain why there's a protocol difference in the imamnas din and fashas. A little bit funny. But if you hold that the reason why Gemara din is mutta balayla is because there's something fundamentally different between tchilas din and self din, so maybe that fundamental difference is only true in Dini Mammonis and not true in Dini Nefashos. So in order to understand that, what do we have to obviously have to know? What is that difference? Maya, Manishtar Tchilas Din from Sof Din that explains why Tchilas Din is Dafka Vayoyim and Sof Din is Balayla. And once we know what that difference is, so then we'll be able to understand whether that should or should not apply to Dini Nefashos. So, in a certain sense, this pshat that we're about to suggest is a little bit not exactly in sync with what we said before. The name of the Tzais. Tzais explained that in terms of the significance of the process of the Torah, so it's really the pesach that's the key, and the tchila, even without tchila, it's also okay.
I think the reason we let them do it, we make them go to the next day to do it like the easy way. We want them to judges to sleep on it so that they.
No. That's it. That's after we come to a decision before we give an actual Gemara Din.
Isn't that it?
No, that's
true. We don't
true.
Want to do it right away at night. We want them to sleep and do it the next day.
No, that's even if we don't. No. That's even true if we. No, start again. That's. That's not the reason why. The Gemara has that also. There's a din of halachas din that even when you come to a decision, so you still have to wait. Even when you're ready to say,
you
should probably talk about the din of halachas. The din of halachas should finish at night. When it comes to din of halachas, so.
Isn't that the reason we have to wait till
next day? That's not the reason why. The Gemara derives from Sukkot. That's another din you have to wait over. That's the afterwards already. I forgot what that fits in. I forgot.
That doesn't apply by Mom.
How long is it for sure? For sure. So again, so come to our Sameach and say, I'll tell you what the solution to the problem is. This is the answer. Come to our Sameach and says, based on Sugya that appears in the Yom HaSanis Matas, there's a fundamental difference between Dini Mammonis on the one hand and Dini Nefashos on the other hand. What's the job of days then when it comes to the emotions? I borrowed $1,000 from you. I'm saying one thing, you're saying something else, you're saying something else, everyone's fighting on our. What's Basin's job? What are Basin supposed to do? The bottom line is, they're supposed to be Vara, what happened when? Well, my friend, is they're trying to figure out what are facts 2 weeks ago, what did happen in terms of who broke whose window, who broke whose arm, who borrowed money from who. That's the job of Basin. the main focus of Beis Din is B'shas Biro, doing the Masa Mata, they ask you the questions, they're discussing amongst themselves, they try to interrogate the witnesses, ask them about hidden questions, trying to get down to the bottom line. The Masa Mata is critical, that's the main function of Beis Din. Once Beis Din comes to the conclusion that they know what happened, they hope to pray, they think they know what happened, the person is kind of being mummers as when, as of the mafreya, as of the time when it happened. When I break your window on Sunday, now we go to a din Torah on Wednesday, so when Beis Din paskens on Wednesday, then I'm chayav, it's not that I'm chayav in Kan Wahaba, I'm chayav in mafreya. The chiyav was from the time of Sunday, because Beis Din is not creating the chiyav of the din mummers. Beis Din is really being regarded as the chiyav of the din mummers. What's the name of Dinah Fashas? What's Beis Din's role? Beis Din has to be Mevarer that I did the Ma'is Avera, and then what happens? Just because I did the Ma'is Avera, that's not, I'm not Chayiv Nisa per se. Beis Din creates the Chayiv Nisa from the time of the Psach Beis Din. And Beis Din gives the final words, Ish Plamiata Chayiv Nisa, from that point on I get the status of what's the Gemara, who knows the Gemara, Ma'is use the phrase? What? That phrase of agav and tefillah, only called the mechuyav misa mikan olahava. I'm not considered to be a mechuyav misa. We're not for him. Let's tell a much like this. Let's say what's the din as follows. Let's say Reuven does some avera. Reuven's over by the zara, and he's brought to a din Torah on. He's over by the zara. Sunday he's brought to a din Torah on Wednesday, and. If the Beis Din gives a psak that Reuven is chayav, so somebody comes and shoots Reuven. Somebody goes and kills Reuven. So is the person who shot Reuven chayav misa? He's not chayav misa. There's gam ketilah kafah. He killed someone who was api halakha. He said to be chayav misa. What's the din? Let's say Reuven was did a avodah zarah on Sunday, and somebody goes ahead before Beis Din comes and does the din Torah and goes ahead and kills him on Monday. So what's the law? Can the Rav Seach say, no, you can't kill me, because he's a bar ketilah. He's suffering the first law. You have no right to kill me. Because maybe Tapa wasn't a bit of a zara, and we and Tzuyu was a bit of a zara, then I'm popular. So what does the Gemara Makkah say? That's wrong. The Gemara Makkah is not fair. He says that that's ridiculous, because the only time the din of Gav ketilah sets in is only from the time of Pesach Beis Din. Not because we're not sure before, but it would only be mitam that we're not sure, so then suffering the first law, he wouldn't be able to kill the Rav Seach. Who killed the guy on Monday? Because maybe it was the Sunday that he killed the Avodah Zarah. The answer is that even if we know for a fact that he was Avodah Zarah, everybody knows he was done in front of 1,000 people, but there was no official Pesach Beis Din yet. The guy was Avodah Zarah, so he's not called without a ketilah, because if it comes to the Nefashos, so the Pesach Beis Din is not just to be Mevarer with the Metzius was in the first, but the Pesach Beis Din is to be Mechayev the guy Mikan Lahamas. That's the double posh. That's the whole sugya in the Sefer Makos in the Beis says that.
So is your Sameach saying that in Dini Mamonis I'm mechuyav from the time that it actually happens, even before Beis Din makes
the psak? Right. That's
not
right.
That I'm mechuyav from Afreya. That's what it says. Psak.
No, we find out about it. We find out about it now. So that we mechuyav from Afreya. But of course, if I know myself, that's what that look is. Let's say a guy knows. Let's say I know that I broke your window. I broke your window on Sunday. I know I broke your window. So I'm supposed to go give you the money now. I'm not supposed to go wait for Beis Din. If I don't give you the money, I'm like, kind of. Hashem, can I know that I was a bit of a desire? So I'm not mechuyav to go kill myself. Now I'm not mechuyav to kill myself. Now I'm kill myself. Because the halach is that I'm not chayav nisiyah. I didn't have veira that could potentially set me up for Pesach Beis Din, and then I'm chayav nisiyah. But calls man that I didn't have a Pesach Beis Din, so I'm going to be a potus. Because all those communities, the Gavi in Zom, in the cities of Gavi, Tilakatal, and Adavim, it comes as
well. Oh, we're in the case of Knas.
So Knas, that's a shalat. That may be a machlokes. I don't want to shalat Knas. Knas considered to be a chiyuv. Is Knas considered to be something which is only mikan lahava from Pesach Beis, which would seem to be born out from the fact that Mordechai Knas is potter? Or maybe not. But maybe the reason why Mordechai Knas is potter is a different book. Maybe the chiyuv really is the mafreya. That's a shalat. So comes the Yosef and says, that's the reason why there's a difference between the Mamre and the Nefashis. Dini Mamunis is not Chilu Bayom Vagor Balaylo. You know why? Says the Sameach, all the critical parts of Dini Mamunis has to be Bayom. The Dini Mishpat says, Mishpat has to be Bayom, the one who's after Pasuk, Mishpat has to be Bayom. So what's considered to be Mishpat? What's considered to be the major role of a Beis Din in Dini Mamunis? is to get the info. All the Dion, the Masamata, all the Steiger, all the questioning, all the interrogating, that's the key part of the Dini, of the Dini Mamaris. Once Beis Din is concluded, they know the information, they know exactly who's Chayav Mamaris to who. The fact that they have to be motzi the magic words from the mouth, Ish Plomi at the Chayav, Ish Plomi at the Potter, that's like an afterthought. That's like a letdown. That's the least important part of what they did. The real job of Beis Din was the Dini, was the Masamata. Comes Yosef Ech and says, that's why Dini Mamaris is the Chil Bayom, Begorim Balayva. Not like the first Tzad of the Chakira, that really the whole Dini Mamaris, Chil Bayom, the Gemara didn't have to all be Bayom. It's not true. It's not true that they both have to be Bayom, it's just since you started, you continue. No, the Gemara didn't never have to be Bayom. There's no halacha to require the Gemara didn't Bayom with Dini Mamaris, because the Gemara didn't is irrelevant, the Gemara didn't is Pifats, the Gemara didn't is a garnish. It's just a way of informing us, just a way of putting on the email, he's funny at the Chai, he's funny at the Pub. Let everybody know that he's Chai, he's Pub. Once Beis Din did the work, once the Bira and Varm was done, that's the whole role of Beis Din. So that has to be Bayer. In contrast to the Nefashos, with the Psaq Din, it's critical, the Psaq Din is everything. Because Kol's not this Chos of Psaq Din, so he's talking about Chai of Misa. So since the Psaq Din has to create the Chai of Misa, Avada, the Din of Mishpah, Avada has to be Bayer as well. That's just a bad famous Bira. So according to the USMA, can the Rashba be true? What do you think? Can the Rashba be true? Of course the Rashba can't be true, because according to the Rosh, that it's only a unique thing by Gemara Din of Din in Mominus, because the Gemara Din is meaningless. How can I carry over the Gairus? How can you say that the Tvila is meaningless? That's ridiculous. By Tvila, Eino Gerachi, Yimel V'Yitvo, you require Vila and Tvila. So just because the Mila started the process, and now Tvila is the Gemara Hadavar, that's semantics, the Gemara Hadavar. That's not considered to be the Gemara Dov. So the Rashba, who applied the principle of Tchiva Vesov to Geirus, the Rashba was clearly working against the Osmet. He's working like the first part of the Chakira, that the reason why Gemara Dov is good, Balayla, is because once you start it, whenever you start it, then you're allowed to just finish. And why did Tosfos and Asugi not say that way? Because the Chora, one possibility, is like Josh wanted to say, or others wanted to say. But maybe the reason why Taishas didn't even entertain that possibility, Taishas would rather left as a Tzarachir, rather than invoking the principle of Tchil and Gemar. Taishas also knows there's a thing called Tchil and Gemar. The reason why Taishas didn't want to say Vagayrus, because according to Yosemite, it's totally meaningless Vagayrus. It's only meaningful when it comes to the name of it. So when you read that Taishas, when Taishas says, Kasha, you need a big thing instead of Italian, and so that Tzarachir, you know what's going on, give up the shrink, and then you know what to do with this halacha. So Tosfos could have easily copped out and said, Tchiva Gemara, and Rashba did it, Tosfos didn't. So maybe the reason why Tosfos did it was because of the Yosemite. So what am I going to say, Eli? When you read, right, Benji? When you read Tosfos, so you realize that Tosfos should have said Tchiva Gemara, and the reason why they did it was because of this, right?
Of course.
As long as you said that. I'm teaching you guys a Derech HaLimud, it's very important. Good, yeah. Get that line up today. Yeah.
All the time you're just saying that you're excited, that's all.
Yeah, just letting everybody know.
So what does that mean that you start by day and finish by the second?
No.
So you finish all the.
The masa lata by
your. Yeah. So you finish that the second shiit or whatever it says.
You finish it, you've been in a long meeting.
Does it mean that the majority of it has to be during the day or the entire thing? But when you ever have it that you finish right at night and then you just have to say the Gemara dinner at night?
You know, you're schmoozing if you're Mavarach, Hazanova, summer, you know.
So I'm saying, so part of it can go in there.
Whatever Masa Matha at night, is it really chapa? Is it really meaningful? But you did the Masa Matha, you just reviewed a little bit, you stopped a little bit. You got Myra, you don't have a little cashews to eat.
What if they didn't have the
sack? I don't know if you have the cashews, yeah.
What if they didn't have the term with the sack?
They didn't really finish it, so that's doing Masa Matha, that's the problem.
And
according to Yosef Ech, they can't do that, right? L'chor et shechapa nechkevin also, what does it mean when you say that Maschim ba yom v'rom v'layla? So according to the Yosemech, it's really only the Psaq Din that can be Balayla. It's only the first Pshat. So Mustami can have some of the beer of Balayla also, no? Right? The first Pshat. So then should be nothing wrong with discontinuing the beer of the bar and the Masamat and also into the night time. As long as you start a bit. I don't know. Right. So far we have two possibilities to answer places in Sahara about what happened to the Din Torah Balayla. The first was the Rashbam, which we aborted. The second was the Rashba that we're not too excited about either. Have any others? Anyone's got any other great ideas? Is it ever shy to have a Tintari by night? And maybe you could pull off a stunt about being Gamers by Lila? I don't know. You ever heard the famous sheet of the Sma? About the Tintari by Lila? Sma is going to give out the Kiddush. in the Snaro, the side of the Kesher Mishmer. The Frisha and Drisha is the Snaro. And the Snaro writes that maybe the halacha, you're not allowed to have a tintura of our life, even by Dina Gomenes, is only if it's dark. It's dark, you know. You can't see so well. You can't look at the coyote, you can't look at the Aiden too well, you can't see the guy's face. You know. But is it lights on? Candles in the room. So you can see. So the Sma says, you can see, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with having a tintura by night if it's light in the room. He said, so some Tanaim say, what's the mocha for the din that you need a din Torah by yom? How do you know that? So one time I learned that for the yom and chilas banav, and the other time it says, that the reason for prepared the negaim, and by negaim it says, you know, you have to be able to see the negah. So this not doesn't address that machlokes, but it could be that there was some Tanaim, those Tanaim is based on her ear, so you're able to see her, able to see. Maybe even though we probably don't pass the dead drush, we probably pass like the other drush, Biyom and Chilu as well, because once again there's not committed between the two drushes, but it could be that maybe together, then according to everybody, is like somehow a din of lack of the ear, but if you can see that, it's okay. But the smart right, he didn't see anybody in favor who said this. This is his own idea, but he thinks it's right. He says maybe he should follow, shouldn't follow, but he thinks he's basically right.
Is it true by Nega also that they can pass him at night?
So maybe that would be true. So the Chassam Sofer quotes the Sma. No one knew the Sma was part of the Chassam Sofer quoted. There's the Chassam Sofer Tzitzis that quotes the Sma. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara whether you wear Tzitzis at night or not. Isim also is Pratlik, so Slyla or not. We pass it later, it allows my Tzitzis. So there's a Machlokes in Rishon. What does that mean? So the Rosh says that means you don't wear Tzitzis on pajamas. Even if you're wearing the pajamas in the daytime, you're potter. Because according to the Rosh, if you have a Ksus Yom, if you have your regular clothes, your regular dalat kanfas that you wear in Balayla, so vav yichayv and tzitzis at night. The Rosh says it's just that it's a ksus, I'm yugam Balayla, then it's potter. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, no, it's yom is chayv and laila is potter. Finish your isma, so it's man yom versus man laila. So according to the Shittas Rambam, there's a further machlokes acharonim. How do you understand it? Let's say you have a time on the clock where you're able to see that up your din is not really yom anymore. Let's say ben hashmash, so right after shkia, 5 minutes after shkia. So according to the Rambam, Yechayim and Tzitzis, B'Torah is Vadi or B'Torah is Suffix. So if you hold that, or Isim or so, it literally means if you're able to see the Tzitzis in Chayim, you're not able to see the Tzitzis in your Potter. So finally, it's at the Shkia, you can still see outside. So then maybe Yechayim and Tzitzis, B'Torah is Vadi, enjoying Ben HaShemashos. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. The Magen Avraham says that if you put on a negative Tzitzis a few minutes after Shkia, you can make a bracha. It's not a problem. Even according to the Rambam, you can make a bracha because even though it's a Suffix, Yom Suffix, Lila, but it's still a Vadi, it's not a Ria. It's important for Kol Nidre. Very often people come running late to Kol Nidre, they put on their talis, a few minutes after Shkia, so the Magen Avraham says that's okay, you can still make a bracha. Another Echarim says, no, you can't make a bracha, since we don't make a bracha on Tzitzis unless it's Ksus Yom by Yom, because the Choshish were both Ram and the Rosh Hashita, so Ben HaShemash is already Suffix, Yom Suffix, Lila. Either Torah says a Risa Mosel, so Risa Mosel, that doesn't mean anything. A Risa Mosel is just a way, that's a nice poetic way of saying Yom. Basically, the halacha is Yom versus Lila, it's nothing to do with Ria. So the Chassam Sofer says, and that Magen Avraham who holds that you can make a bracha and sit this during Ben HaShemash, even according to the Rambam, because you can see them. So the Chassam Sofer says, what would the din be? Let's say it's mamish 10 o'clock at night, it's pitch black outside, but you have candles in the room. So could you make a tzitzis to make a bracha? So the Chassam Sofer says, according to the Magen Avraham who says, Re'i, it's all a function of Re'i, it's not really a function of Yom Halayla. So he quotes the Sma, Chesh Mishpat, and says, just as the Sma said, you're allowed to have a din Torah when there are candles in the room, because that's called cool, the Ria. So maybe the purpose of tzitzis also, if it's a function of being able to see the tzitzis, so if the candles in the room, so then maybe you have a tzitzis at night. Pretty good, cool, no? A chumra, whatever you want to call it. That's the Chassam Sofer suggested. It's usually not assumed that way. So he carried out that Sma, Chesh Mishpat, and shtuk it into Erechai. Fine. So if the Sma is right, you can have a din Torah at night, that's a din in a Torah, if you have a din Torah at night, if you're able to see, so then you could have a geiris by night also, you have a chlitza by night also, provide you're able to see. So the din is when you go to the mikvah, of course you have to be able to see. If you can't see when you go to the mikvah, the tefillah is no good, because the halacha is that someone has to stand on you when you go to the mikvah to make sure that the whole body goes under the water. So by definition, going to the mikvah means that there's light around, there's someone holding a candle over you or something. So since tefillah by laila by definition has to be a little bit of light, according to the Sma, well, that's bayoyim, even though it's dark outside, since it's light where you are, that's considered to be acceptable even for dinim omenes. So geiris isn't going to be any more chumra than dinim omenes. That's a suggestion according to the sheep of the Sma. So, kol panim we have a few different permutations, how to understand what's going on in this Gemara. The Gemara says, we will tell them to do so. So we have two problems that we showed that. Problem one was, what happened to Beis Din? So somebody showed them to you don't need Beis Din for Tefillin. The other showed them that you have Beis Din, because Anan Sadi. And the second problem was, what happened to Yom? Don't you need the Tefillin? Don't you need Gavis by Yom? So either the answer is Tak, you don't. The Din of Yom is over the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Or did the Yevet, Gary says, oh, everything is good, Balak, like the Rambam, which is exactly like the application of, or like the Rash, but that Gary says, like the Gemara did, or like the Sma, that is considered to be Bayam, because there are candles there. So a lot of different ways to solve that problem.
Why do you have to explain that since there's, you know, since there is light by Tefillah, so then it's good, because it's light? Why can't you just say that since the whole thing is based on the Anan Sadik, so we don't even need light? There's a whole point of light, so that...
You mean you have to see, so here we're not even... Oh, not bad. Even better than what I'm saying. What does it? Not bad, I like that. It's cute. He's saying that the only time that it's dark with a woman's table, but where we are, it's light, because we're not looking at the woman's table. We know that the woman's table. Men are a that you have to have light. That's only when there's a din of Re'iyah. So when there's a din of Re'iyah, Beis Din. So Beis Din has to see the Dayan, the Eidim, you have to see the Bali Din, you have to see what's going on. So you have to see the Tzitzis. So then you have to have artificial light to make up for the darkness. But he's saying, Al-Pi Al-Locha, there's light, there's Lomdash light. Lomdash light is that we're not looking at it anyway. The Re'iyah's Beis Din is that, this is like you spoke about the making of the Moshe Chol Mishol yesterday. It's not Re'iyah's Beis Din, it's a Yediyah's Beis Din. So Yediyah, by definition, that doesn't need light. It means we see. We know the facts, whether there's light in the room or not. That would be good. I like that. Put that in the book. Okay, good. Not sure which book, but we'll put it in. Okay. That's good. That's good. Right, this is a sharp one. Good. So far, so good. So do we have another B.U. room in Agamara? This is all the introduction to get cut. And this is just because Rashi got us into trouble. Rashi says, Kol Ger Boy Gimel, right? No, didn't Rashi say that? Kol Tzvil is Ger Boy Gimel. So we are questioning whether that's really true or not. So other Rishonim have another possibility to explain what's going on with this Vila Tavla and Yusuf. Whole different part. Nothing now we said, either there's no requirement for Beis Din, we said there's no real Beis Din, it's not on Sadik. Come on, the Rishonim say, no, there's a Beis Din there. Al-Pi Al-Locha, there's a Beis Din standing there right smack in the middle. Well, you're joking. Who's the Beis Din? Where's the Beis Din? So in order to understand that, you have to make two hanachas. Hanacha number one is, how many people have to serve in this Beis Din for years? What does the Gemara always say? Is that true? Who's got problems with that statement of the Gemara? Get a shleisha? What is it, shleisha? How many dayanim makes up a Beis Din? What? I don't know, you tell me. So there are Beis Din of Chas Gimel, there's a Beis Din of Shulchan Aruch, there's a Beis Din of three, but we've never found a Beis Din left of three, right? What happened? I just got a check from the state of New Jersey yesterday for serving a jury duty. For that one day.
$4?
$5. That makes you feel really worth your weight in gold.
Better off not paying.
8 hours. $5.
They're better off not paying you.
What was the
point
of company?
I'm not sure. Anyway. So. Come to the Gemara, give me Sanhedrin. Who's going to be next year? Sanhedrin. What does, okay, Susan, you're going to share, and we'll be the share next year? You're going to share. You stay next to us?
Yeah,
next year. Yeah, okay, great. I have to make sure we have some guys to share. Okay, well, online, what does, okay. So comes the first Sigmund Sanhedrin, Dinah Mamish Mishleisha. The first line, the first three words, Dinah Mamish Mishleisha. It says, Machleikis in the Gemara, what's going on exactly? Why did you three dayanim for dinim amanis? The Gemara says not possible. Pasuk says it says the word Elohim three times. It said it after that way because here it doesn't refer to Shem Hashem, it refers to dayanim. The beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, to the krav balavayis and Elohim, Hashem Hashem Elohim. It says it three times. The Gemara says that means three dayanim. So the Gemara says good, very nice. You need three dayanim. But those scenarios that the Torah is describing, the phrase Elohim three times. fall into the category what's called an halacha gezeiros v'chavalos. Gezeiros v'chavalos means like either I beat you up or I steal things from you. That's one type of dintara. Then you have another type of dintara called haldos v'halvos. Haldos v'halvos means nobody's bismazik anybody else. Nobody broke anything of anybody else. You just had a sifra, like your money, I forgot it, it's a business deal. So there's, you know, what's it called? Who's going to law school here? You know, law school? What's it called? Torts and contracts, right? So torts are gzeilos v'chavos. Torts means you damage somebody. And chavos v'chavos means contracts, breach of contracts, those types of, you know, $100,000, $1,000,000. No one did anything wrong, per se, but just having a sikhsa within the day of this. I always found torts much more interesting. To me and Rabbi Rapp were in, we were roommates together. So Rabbi Rapp was in law school, so I used to read all his law books during lunch and supper. So I love torts, as Gavaldic. I think I finished the book from cover to cover a few times. The context I found was very boring. You know, torts was the count, people were killing each other, hurting each other, everyone was, you know, banging each other over the head. But the contract, I signed that you're going to deliver 10 million, you know, packages of, I'm just blue, you only deliver 9 million. So those are very boring cases. So, Gzeiros v'chavos is torts, Gzeiros v'chavos is contracts. So the Gemara's Machlokes in the beginning of Sanhedrin, this din that you need to be Tayyanim, it was really only said by Gzeiros v'chavos. Does that carry over to Gzeiros v'chavos or not? So that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. So one Amara says, yeah, it does, but I carry only three Tayyanim for Gzeiros v'chavos also. The other day says, no, you don't really need three Tayyanim for Gzeiros v'chavos. The Daraisa Chad Nami Kasha. One is good enough. How do you know one is good enough? You don't need three, so how do you know one? It says, "Pitzedek tishpat amisecha." That's the only other part that talks about being shofet. So it says, "You should be shofet." You're amitecha. That means each person, one person, that someone is a dying. The Gemara says, according to one day in the Gemara, that dvar Torah chad nami kasha because pitzedek tishpat amisecha. So why do you have three? Why is the Mishnah dealing about this children? Because al tei by nechidi ela echad. Because it's not such a great idea. The Chacham strongly recommended that it's not such a good idea to be dan yechidi and make a mistake. So shayim shadano. The Gemara says a nikru chatzufim. That's a chutzpah. So a guy going to be done. Going to be done by yourself. So therefore you need three. But in terms of this pure halacha, you don't really need three for the also vals. So comes places and few places in the seven zivamos to raise the following question. The Gemara says that yeretzar shloisha kush mishpat ksivbei. Says places. How do you know that tzarach shloisha? After all, Bishma, according to the Man Diyamu, says that Hodos Vavos requires three men at Torah. So that means all Dinim Mamanis, Bein Zeus Vavos, Bein Hodos Vavos require three. So then in Echadamis, now we know that Mishma Ksivbe, so the Torah's comparing Gavis to Dinim Mamanis. So since all Dinim Mamanis under the sun require three, so Gavis also requires three. But according to the other day that we may very well pass him, like this Shalom Rishon and pass him, we may very well pass him that Midaraisa Chaz Nami Kashif Hodos Vavos. So how in the world did the Gemara know that when we say that Mishpat Ksivdei, that we're comparing Geirus to Gezeiros v'Chavos? Maybe we should compare Geirus to Hodos v'Chavos. Maybe one dying is good enough. You can't be Megayim if you don't live in Atzmo. Maybe the Megayim in front of one person is good enough. Because Midarai Sechad Nami Kasha. Because after all, how do you know that Geirus is closer to the Torah? Maybe it's closer to the contract. That's Tosis Kasha. So did everybody notice that there are two Tosis about this? If we both Tosis under Mamre Gorbis, and the two Tosis two blot away, say two totally different things? Did anyone notice this? Let's see if I'm listening. She's smart now, aren't
you? She's
just
lazy.
Smart and lazy. Okay. So, Tosis in Nebama Mezins, the bottom of Nebama Mezins in Yivama says, Mishpak Sibbe, Shtatim Sedek, Venishim and Achavim. You know what this comes on, Mishpak Sibbe? Tosis says, Vafil Laman Yomis, and Hebrew, and Vatar, Achad, Nami Kosher, says, even if you hold the Chan Nami Kasha, no, we still would compare to Gzeiros v'Chavos. We don't explain why. Right? Did you notice that? Did you know why?
No.
Then there's another Tosis. When Milo Kavala Yedusa, the Tosis says that Tema, the Yamal Kaman, the Gezer, Shlosh, and Sibbe, a few of the Abarais and Hedrin, the Vartara Chan Nami Kasha, become makam in derech nashim lavi ishimah mitzvila. The only reason why Tosis threw away the possibility of the mikvah lady serving as the dayan is because she's not kosher to be a dayan. But if she would have been kosher to be a dayan, according to the maniyam echad nami kosher, it would have been okay, right? Did you see that Tosis? Right. So that Tosis is also the next Tosis. The Tosas on Daf Mem Hey says that according to the Madiyam with Chanami Kosher, the Elochinami, in fact, would kosher with one dime. It's only according to Madiyam with Zeus Pechanolos that would be a problem. The Tosas on Mem Zion and the Vavram Bez, the one to Mem Zion, didn't say that. What is proper the way that Tosas on Daf Mem Vav?
Didn't he bring down
to
the
Pasuk
or
Mishpah? No, there's a Pasuk Mishpah. Everyone agrees. The Gemara says Mishpah. Question is Mishpah Ksibbeh here for what? If I didn't need three. If you hold the Dvachar, Chad Nami Kosher, we have those for Avos. So maybe Jairus will make for those for Avos. So Tosin in one place says, no, it can't be. Yeah, those for Avos, that nah, can't be. And Tosin in the other place says, yeah, maybe time can be. Then what's the job of places?
How can it be? How can, why is it that it's like everybody in the interim?
He says that if you hold the thing that did was by only Kabbalah's mitzvahs, then
that's a detail. Where Mishpah's going, or is Mishpah going to Kabbalah's mitzvahs, going to Tefillah? I'm talking about the number of the Yomim. Bottom line, you need to read the Yomim.
Maybe you have to compare it to everything.
Yeah, but why is that? Well, why, what's the challenge? No. So there's a third time. So Yom Kabbalah Shlishi, there's a Tosfos condition that says, you know why you require three dayanim for geiros, even though you could have just as easily been makish to, you could have compared geiros to hodos or avos. That's the famous rule. Who knows the rule? Lekua, lechumra, lechumra makshina. You always makish lechumra. So you have this hekish between geiros and dinim amnus. Mishpat k'sidah. So you want to know which aspect of dinim amnus should be makish. So should be makish to the chumradika aspect of requiring three dayanim, but you should be makish to the kulutika aspect of requiring one dayan. So comes Tosus in Kedushin and says you have to be makish l'chumra. So Tosus in Kedushin explains what they mean in Yivat Mustaf Memba. Why is it that b'kul yom you require three dayanim? Did you bought that one, Yosef? You bought that?
Whose rules?
What's the other Tosus? Is this a correct application of l'chumra l'kula l'kula l'chumra makshina?
What is that?
L'chumra l'kula l'kula l'chumra makshina. Whenever you have, I said it wrong. L'chumra l'kula l'chumra makshina. Say it 10 times fast. L'chumra l'kula l'chumra makshina.
Isn't
that what they want to make an hekesh? Yeah, we'll make an hekesh between geirus and dinamis. We want to know which type of dinamis we should be makesh to. The Tosfos feels that's also including the rule l'chumra l'kula l'chumra makshina. Well, who knows the famous Hakira about this crop? If you regard the Psicha Kalalas, ask for their eyes, nobody? Nobody home? What's Pshat? Who can guess what the Hakira is? Lachumra, 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 Shinan. Who can guess? Oh, it doesn't. Comes the Prima Gaon and says, in the Psicha Kalalas was his introduction to Archaim. He says that this rule, l'chumra l'kula l'chumra shinan, is only b'tara safek. Safek d'raisa l'chumra. We don't know how to make the hekesh. We know there's a hekesh out there, and we're not sure which way to go, so you have to throw up your hands. The same way you find a piece of meat on the floor. Everybody knows, take the raisa l'chumra, right? The ham, yeah, everyone knows that? Okay. So you speak l'kula, some of you have a goof, some of you have things sound familiar, right? I saw some fascinating manifestations of that cloud over the last couple of days, Machis and Machinus. So that. And the Shach would regret some of the answers. He said, "That's what I said. That's what I meant to say. I should have written Kol Yisrael speak a little clearer for people." So it comes. It's okay. So far we're hanging with this. Okay. I got a few other things about. So maybe I'll be more crazy.
Maybe I'll be late.
So again, so comes up from the Rebbe and says, "L'chum b'l'kul l'chum makshinas b'tara safek." Not sure how to dash it, so the man, you have to know l'chum. So he says, "L'chum." Comes with Yosef Engel and says he doesn't think that's true. He quotes a few rayas, then he quotes others who disagree and say, "No, that's not the pshat. That's b'tara safek. That's the mid of hekish. They're a clone. The Torah gave us a call of kavachomus. There are rules. How you dash into kavachomus? Mufne, not mufne. Mufne is shneiachay. Kol mudayo. There's a little of a. I'm talking about the mufne clone or zereshav kavachomus. There's a little dayo. Zereshav is a little of mufne. And clone of kavachomus. It's clone. Each of the usual midrash shulah has a whole system of clones, which are part of which were nims from the Sinai within that cloud. So this cloud of Hekesh, it's not only Yidzi Lomidus, but this cloud of Zerosh of Hekesh. So one of the meanings of this cloud is that you always go to Chumrah. So that you're not sure what it is. So you throw up your hands and say, well, you have to be last, you're looking around, we don't even be a Midrash Balash. But the nature of the cloud is neat. The cloud is said that it has to always go in the direction of Chumrah.
When you have both, or always?
So the cloud, whenever you have a choice, how to make a Hekesh, you should always go to Chumrah. Not because you're not sure which way to go.
You always have a choice.
Sometimes it's just no. No, the choice that I go to. The cloud is not the kind of habit of the Kula, it's all that. It's the Kumra.
The Kula.
That's this is a big machlokes. Anyone here learn Rabbi Kama? Give him an Aleph? No one here learn Rabbi Kama?
It's like every other day.
What? I go through this like. And I never remember. Anyone here learn Brachas? Anyone here learn Megillah? Papa Kama. Still a little bit, I figured since the last time I asked the question, if you guys have not doing this, I'm going to don't take so long. A couple weeks in the summer, you can have a Papa Kama. How much milk is out in the middle? So comes the Imam of Kama and has a certain Hekesh, including the dinner of Shane Varega. You guys don't think this is going to make fun of you, right? Good. And even if you do, it's still going to be so comes in. Comes the Gemara and Malkama and Rav Gimel Rav has a certain Hekesh about the realm of Dini Mamunas and the realm of Mezikim and Torts, Tzeles V'Chavalas. It's about the Shilach and Obiyah, Avshein, Verezli, Yamakish, and Amakish, whole story. Gemara has, based on Hekesh, the Gemara has a din that turns out that the guy has to pay money. The Mazik has to pay based on the way the Darsha Posek, comes places in there and asks, hey, wait a second. If you look at that Sugya, we could have made the Hekesh in the exact opposite way, the part of the Mazik from paying. So it comes to us and asks, how are you talking? Why do you make the Hekesh after the Chayiv the Mazik? Why do you make the Hekesh the Pop of the Mazik? Sof Rabbi Natan. No, what does Rabbi Natan say? Or Rabbi Natan. Mida hiba Torah, v'chomro l'ku l'chom makshinam, bein de isa v'het, bein de dinim amus. That's what Rabbi Natan says. Ah, so comes Yoni and asks, what do you mean l'chomro l'ku l'chom makshinam? If l'chum l'kul l'chum l'kshin is b'tara safek, so I think we have another cloud that some of us are familiar with, called Moti Mechbel of Arayef, safek mama, you don't think I pay with the safek mama. Bishlamu by safek yisu, and you can say, okay, don't eat the meat, because l'chum l'kshin. But how can you make the guy pay l'chum l'kshin? Ain't going to behold that l'chum l'kshin means that it's a cloud in the meat of Sahekish, namely, that the Torah is talking about should the Mazik be paying or not. That's the deal that the Torah is having. The Shilach is a Rechiv to pay or not. So comes the Torah and slaps you a Hekesh and says, maybe yeah, maybe no. Well, you have to choose for the maybe yes. That's called the meat of the Torah. Also, that the Torah is addressing the issue, do you have to pay? And the Torah is addressing the issue, is the meat Reif? So when the Torah is addressing the issue, do you have to pay? The answer is, L'chumra, yeah, you got to pay L'chumra, not the Torah Safek. If it would only be that we're not sure what the mafia is, we just don't have to say you gotta pay the suffix, that's ridiculous. You don't ever pay mamas the suffix. But if the nature of the chumah makshinah means that it's a din in the Torah, that the chumah makshinah the Torah is not dying, so then yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So now, can we come back to our toys? Which status plays in condition? No, no. Plays in condition says that the reason why you need to read Dayanim instead of one Dayan, even though the Hekesh really could be gone either way, because Hadas Havalos is one, Ziyas Havalos is three, we have a Hekesh of Mishpah, which direction gave us the Ziyas fit into the Hadas Havalos column, which is fit into the Ziyas Havalos column. Fit into the Hadas Havalos column, which is fit into the Ziyas Havalos column. Comes Tosis says, the guy that Lachumra, for Lachumra, Lachula, Lachumra, Lachumra. If Tosis held that that was only the Torah Slap, the Torah is suffering, so then this guy converts without three dayanim. The guy converts with only one dayan. Is he really not Jewish? He's what? Is the suffering whether he's Jewish? We don't know. A gerush shaloi b'fnei gimel is not possible. It's possibly suffering. Is that what the Gemara says? The Gemara sounds like you need three with ikuva. Mishpah Ksivbe, namely, if you need three, if you're Madar in front of one or in front of two, the Gerus is possible even the Yevet, even the Torah's father, the guy's a good, you don't want to eat trade now, we'll leave him alone.
but he's Makadosh and Isha. A guy who's Makadosh in front of two people, he wants to tell them as Makadosh and Isha, the Kedushin and Al-Khal. He was a pas getting up and turns Vada, this guy is not Jewish. So to the fact that Tosis tells us that the Mokor that gave us the right to paskin that this guy is not Jewish, because he needs three Dayanim, was based, it was all hinging on the Chumul, Kula, Chumakshina, the Prima Godim cannot be right, better not be right, but the Prima Godim is right, it's only because they're a Sophie, you can't pass them, the guy's not Jewish, you have to pass them, they're not sure they're Jewish. You can't count them for a minion, on the other hand, you can't dismiss the Kedushin that he does. So obviously, that Tosis in the Sephis Kedushin, who invoked the principle of the Chumul, the Kula, the Chumakshina, these are the Geirus, the Pasa and the Geirus, Teres Vadi with less than three Dayanim, Tosis was clearly assuming, like Rabbi the Father, the Kama, the Himmel, need the Hiva Torah, that it's Teres Vadi. Maybe the other Tosisim that shied away from the Chum, the Kul, the Chum, the Kshinim, they weren't so convinced that's a correct application here, because it's a lousy application here, they hold that the Prima Godim, and it's only Teres Suffolk, perhaps. That's all part of it, whether the Slums is correct or not. The bottom line is the 2 days of Tosis. The bottom line is, if you hold that Chadam, the so Tosis in one place in the Rambam says, who are the Malik Begeris, maybe Chadam Kasher? And the other day Tosis says, no, the Lekuliyam we require three. So comes Tosis, even the Mekilim of Tosis, it said that Chadam Kasher by Geiris also. They're willing to entertain the possibility of one Dayan serving as the Dayan for a Geiris. Tosis said that one dayan is going to be a kosher dayan. And what must that one dayan be? It's got to be a nish, it's got to be a male and not a female. Because Tosis says, because a woman is crazy. Of course, a woman is psula to be a dayanet, to be a shofetet. That's what Tosis says. So this part I said in short, the next 5 minutes, right? What does the Mordechai say?
Said on the woman normally wouldn't have been allowed. No,
you said
the woman would have been allowed,
so
you said
talk about Devorah. Before you get to Devorah, the Mordechai, about Geirus, before you address the issue of Devorah, the Mordechai says, you did a Beis Din for Geirus, where's the Beis Din? So what does the Mordechai say? No, but the Raisa Chad Nami Kvashe. How does that solve the problem? The Mordechai then quotes those who passed and say, it's only a woman. What did that first answer? There were many Yom Tov. What did he hold? Who was standing in the middle? Man? Obviously, it was a woman there. It was a mikvah lady washing the geirus. Vila tavla nidusa. Because halacha is you require a mikvah lady to see that somebody did water and hair actually went under the water. So, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yomta, whatever it was, he said that chad nami kasher and therefore the geirus is chal because it was a person watching, even though he knew full well the person who was watching was only a woman. So, that first day in the Mordechai clearly held two chidushim. He held the number one chad nami kasher the geirus. And number two, we held that a woman is kosher to be a dayan. No? Isn't that obvious? Right? No? Isn't that what he said? So Tosis in Yavamas can't believe it. Tosis says, well, that's crazy. How can I be a woman in a dayan? That's nuts. So, maybe Tosis thought it was nuts. Maybe Rabbi Yonah thought it was right. So Tosis has to kind of prove why they're right. Because after all, the pasuk in Shoftim does say, the Vora, he shoftas Israel, why is he? No, doesn't he say that? Tosa says, no, it doesn't really mean she was a dayan, and she was teaching them the halachas. She wasn't really giving to Pesach Bin. She was behind the scenes, pulling the strings. Or Tosa says, kibbu alayim, that Klal Yisrael accepted her upon themselves. This is the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. The two Bali didn't accept the apostle of dayan, and they did. That's okay. So Tosa says, the kvetch away, give different reasons why Devorah was not really a dayanah. She was not really a shofetet. Because there are the women of psulim to be dayanim. Why do Tosfos find it so impossible that women could be kashrut with dayanis? Because women are possibly eidus. The Mishnah Shavuos in the fourth paragraph says that a woman is psulim eidus. And the Mishnah Nida says that in order to be kashrut to be a dayan, you have to be kashrut to be an eid. So you have to do a lot of work on that Mishnah. Because the pasuk pshat in the Mishnah is like Tosfos. The pasuk pshat is that if a woman is possibly an eid, which the Mishnah says the Farish and Shavuos is true, so women are not psulim to be a dayan. So the Mordechai really catch up. And that you get out of that Mishnah Mesechus Nida. But this is Machlokes HaRishon between Tosis and in most places, Tosis assumes that women are psulim to be dayan, that's in the Paschal Shulchan Aruch. And the Mordechai entertains the possibility that maybe a woman is Kshera, and Imtum to learn that a woman is Kshera, and Imtum to learn that the Chanan and Kosh, you can make a wild case that the Mikvah lady was the dayan. So
So far we have 3.5 minutes of Rishon to explain why Bilo Tavlin is this. What happened to Beis Din? So the first day tells us you don't need Beis Din for Tefillah, not like the Rashi over here. Or what else? Or the second day tells us that you need Beis Din, but the Beis Din is an Anan Tzadik. Or the third day, the Shita and the Mordechai, that you need a Beis Din, but one is good enough, and that one can be a woman. How does Rashi and Aris Sugya, remember learning Ksuba stuff in Allah from now? Which way does Rashi hold? The Rashi, remember Rashi? Rashi says, every tevila under the sun, Tegeris, requires what? Requires Gimel. Rashi says the tevila requires Gimel, so that by definition bumped out the first, that first data, in those in your bones. And then Rashi goes on and says, you need Gimel. One is not good enough. So Rashi clearly is committing himself to either, to so far, maybe shot number two, perhaps. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jim.
How do we understand like these
new
times
with
the Joetzos? They're not
Dayanim.
They're
warriors. They don't exist in Allah anyway. You know, Din Torah means you come to Din Torah. It's a new more. It's like they're not serving a lot of function. Good. So far, so good. Who's got another answer for this problem? Milo, Tavlin, and Medusa. We've got the last solution for sure. The Rambam ready, Ellie? What does the Rambam say?
I mean, if she only has one kid, or she didn't have three, then she's not a Jew.
Yeah, this was kind of one. No, some way to do so. No, who said the Rambam? Yeah, the Rambam says that we keep the whole thing up. The Rambam says, well, we have to show them their mistake. They all learned that Milo probably do some means that the Tvila, the Shem Nidus, that's the Tvila's Gairus. The Rambam says, well, how do you find the other? The Tvila's Nidus is the Rapya, and the stomach is the guy properly one time. We have to go, what was the case? There was some sikhsuch about a woman's Gairus. A woman converted supposedly 20 years ago, and then we're not sure that she's right, not the right, we're not sure exactly what happened. Nobody was there anymore. So she's been going to the mikveh for the last 20 years. So comes around and says, Mestama, she's from. So Mestama, 20 years ago, somebody looked into it, and Mestama was done that properly. I can't pinpoint the Aiden, that everyone died already for the Aiden, the Rabbanim, no one has the documentation. Mestama, it's okay. And somebody, she's from. Maybe you have a person, they're not shown in the explicit wall. The person walks into Beis Din, we never heard of them before. They said, oh yeah, 20 years ago I was converted by some rabbi somewhere, and we see the guy's not Machal, the guy's Machal Shabbos, he can trace, doesn't matter. So then you have to throw out the question, maybe something went wrong. But should any the person sharing time to somewhere along the line, things were probably done properly, were probably done right. That's how the Rambam runs. How do I know the Rambam runs that way? Milo Tavlin do something like that? What does the Rambam say? Well, yeah, the Rambam says that you have a woman who comes in front of us, and you see she's going to the mikvah, she's being mafish chala. So Mestama converted right. Mafish chala. Well, who's running the mikvah here? Why does the Rambam tell you that mafish chala? What does it have to do with anything? According to Tosas, HaFresh is Chala. What's all about? Tevila L'Shem Gairus. Who cares about what's happening in the woman's kitchen? So the answer is no. The Rambam says Tevila L'Shem Nidus was just one of the things. How many mitzvahs do the women have? Nida Chala Mavazaneh. So the woman's going to the mikvah, she's benching the lad, she's mavish Chala. So that means she's keeping mitzvahs. That's all the Rambam meant to say. Tevila Tavla Nidusa is not the... It's not the Eidus Lekima Dover, it's the Eidus Tavira Dover. It's just Mavar that there was a Gairus at one time. But not that goof is serving as the Gairus. So Quentin Ram, this whole discussion of the last year and a half was going to be meaningless. I mean, it was nice, we learned about nice cute things about Lechum Akshinan, a little bit about the Celsius, about my Din, but it's irrelevant in terms of Gairus. Because, of course you need a Beis Din for everything. Of course you need three Dayanim. Women are no good. You need men, and they have to be there, and there's no amen sa, there's no games, no jokes. Like Rashi, right? Like Rashi. Three people there, every day, every tzvila. No mashkach is no gayers, but we give them.
If either I'm bound, then can we also say that you need Kavanah?
But there's always, so Josh points out correctly so, that there's a very major machlekes, which is Noveya from this machlekes to Ram and everybody else. Namely, according to all the other Rishon, they had no qualms with letting the tzvilas nidus serve as a tefillah's gayrus, even though they know for a fact she was not intending to be Magai. She thought she was Magai 10 years ago, and she's going to the mikvah every month, Milo Tavlin Yudus. According to the Rambam, the tefillah's nidus is not serving as a tefillah's gayrus. The tefillah's nidus is a chachma, it wasn't tefillah's gayrus. So Josh says, in between the lines, there's a major machlokes to Rambam, the other Mishonim, you have to do a tefillah's geirus, the shame geirus. By regular tefillah, you know, let's say a woman jumps into the ocean, she goes swimming. So there happened to be a halachi night, it's time for her to go to the mikvah, so that tefillah will work. There's one day in the Gemara, it's machlokes in the Gemara, whether you need a kavana for, it's machlokes in the Gemara, about the kachim, the truma, the chulim. So there's one rishon that holds that tefillah is needed, you need kavana. We don't really hold on to it. We hold that it's good enough to go without kavana, l'shem, tefillah. What about if it feels gayless? It feels gayless. I could hear somebody say, wait a second, it's gayless. It's a chalais taking place. You have to be aware of what you're doing. So according to most of the Rishonim, it's not true. According to most of the Rishonim, tefillah l'shem mitzvah, it's also good enough. And other, the Rambam probably would deny that. Is there any other nafkamina of that? There's a major nafkamina. Halacha l'maaseh is a nafkamina of that. We show you a whole discussion in the seventh Yavamas, the Gemara says you need a vila. Man, if you don't convert, you have a vila, it's vila. Well, let's say the man already was circumcised. Today, an American 25-year-old man comes to convert, so there's a good chance that he probably already had a birth immediately. He probably circumcised him as a little kid in the hospital. So it's my friend, says, Rishon, what do you do? Some Rishon say, you need a tough stomach birth. You're absolutely throwing a little bit of blood, making a little scratch in that area, so you can't convert. You need some substitute for birth immediately. Another Rishon say, no, you know, yeah, just go to make, we're finished. That's a shas. So Shulchan Aruch, we pass on that to Svega the Dina. We stop it, you don't make a bracha on the Tavos Tam Briskos. Some Rishonim say it's not necessary, but we assume that this is something you require. So what's the din in the following case? Let's say, in a very, very common shas, let's say you had a Jewish guy marries a non-Jewish, meets a non-Jewish woman. He goes some hocus pocus, you know, bogus conversion. She becomes quote unquote Jewish. Very nice. Get married, have a baby boy. The baby boy thinks he's Jewish. They give him a bris milah, they call a moyel to do it. They serve bagels and lox. It's in the synagogue. Everything is the works. The rabbi speaks the works. Everything have a quote unquote a bris milah. But then the kid becomes a mitzvah 13 years later. What is a little bit about, thinks he's Jewish. Then, 20 years later, I don't know, the kid gets picked up by the Kaisel, or he comes from, Kachava. And somebody comes to his attention, that he said, this kid may not be Jewish, he's never been from. That his mother wasn't Jewish, his mother was never converted properly. Why is he calling? What's the story now? The kids pluck the kids. Ben Tanner, he wants to be Jewish. So what's the deal? So the deal is he has to convert over again. So he's got to go to the mikvah, no question about it. Does he have to have a bris milah again? Bris milah he had, he circumcised already. Does he have to have a tavas dam bris?
Maybe not, because he was done in the shemitz.
Oh, so then John said, wait a second. Maybe the milah that was done, the shemitz for 20 years ago, can double as a milah l'shem geiris. You don't need a milah l'shem geiris. So came a whole group of poskim and said, yup, you know what the raya was? Artosis. Milo tavla nidusa. Just as Taisus learns that tevila l'shem mitzvahs nidus is good enough, so too, milo l'shem mitzvahs nidus is also good enough. Not bad, huh?
Would it be closer? Because when you do a milo l'shem geirs, does it also have to be l'shem mitzvahs milo?
According to the Rambam, that's what you know the Rambam
right.
Say, but tell us what you know about that. So according to the Rambam, who holds what? That this Gemara doesn't exist, basically. There is no such Gemara. The Gemara is just a chacha that there was a game of double, not the chalil of the Gemara, meant to say that the two was vicious doubles. The meal of Shem is in a double either. A very fascinating machlokes. So, who's the first one to have the shiloh? It sounds like a modern American shiloh of 2003. This shiloh is as old as the hills. This shiloh is 3,500 years old. You know the first person who had the shiloh was? No, after that. Moshe Rabbeinu had the shiloh. What was the shiloh? The Gemara says increases. That the milah that Klal Yisrael did on the night before Yetzias Mitzrayim, right before Pesach, that milah was the Shem Geiris. The Gemara learns out that's the whole marker that you need a milah for Shem Geiris. The Malva said in the difference of a bris, You have milah tefila by a carbon, so too you have to not this the bris like that. That was the milah b'tarah's geirus. So remember, Mati asked me, yesterday, what, the Jews, no one had a bris milah in Mitzrayim? What did I say? Mm-hmm. Right, nobody had, except for who? Shevet Levi. The Rambam quotes the Maamar Chazal, Shevet Levi, bris le yitzayru, that Shevet Levi have observed bris milah in Mitzrayim. It was a mitzvah. All those hundreds of years they were mechuyif to do it out Zerah Avraham. And if all that in Torah is a mitzvah, bris milah b'avraham avim. So comes the Ramban and asks the following question. What did Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they were Levim, what did the Levim do in that era of Pesach when it came time and everyone else was converting? What were they doing? Everyone else was going to do a milah l'shem geirus. They were nimol already. They already had a bris milah. What were they doing? How did they convert? How did Moshe Rabbeinu become Jewish? Funny caption. How did Aaron claim? How did Aaron, the son of Amram, become Jewish? After all, he was already nimol. So comes the Ramban and gives 2 days. Comes the Ramban and says, comes the Ramban and says, 2 days. One day is, you know what all the Levim did? They all had Hatovastam Bris on that fateful Erev Pesach. And comes the Ramban and the second day and says, no. They didn't have to do Hatovastam Bris. You know why? They were Nimo L'Shem Mitzvah 20 years before when they were born. Says the Ramban, that Nimo L'Shem Mitzvah 20 years ago counts as a Nimo L'Shem Geirus. So these 2 days in the Ramban, L'Chora is the same Shiloh as the Machlokes Torahs in the Rambam. L'Chamino, L'Chol Ma'isa, B'Zmanazeh. How do we pass the Ramban? What do we ask? So Rav Moshe is a truth about this. Rav Moshe writes that he would prefer that the child does that toughest tabris. Rav Moshe writes sometimes it's very difficult. So it's not so pasha to get the child or the teenager, whatever it is, when he finds out it's really preferable to do toughest tabris. Rav Moshe writes that if you're really stuck, so there's what to rely on now too. Because number one, the whole din of toughest tabris is only a suffix anyway. You have to be shown him home, even if it was done by a doctor, even that was a mitzvah garnish, you don't need a toughest tabris later. And since there's a good side to say that this is good enough, even if you need a Thomas Tam Bris, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks the more correct thing to do is to do it. So he's willing to be Mekel in a situation where it's tough. Other posts are Mekel Lekamer, other posts are Mekel right out on this. So I was involved in one of these cases. It was a whole, this type of a scenario. There was a Balagam with the original Geirus, and they had a Megayer, two people in the family. So the two sons who were being Megayer, so the Rav who was involved with this needed a third dayan. So I guess he held that you need three. One is not enough, so they called me up to be a third dayan. It was the only time I ever sat in the baby in the years. So they did not do a Tavas Tabris, and the reason they presented was this Ramban, this whole Shukul Torah was presented that they felt it would be very traumatic for the children. So it was talking get cut. Two kids were under the mitzvah, so it was get cut. And the kids, I thought that they were Jewish, so they did. Also, there's a little bit of a tzirah. There is some myelin that when they're nervous, sometimes the myelin comes to a bris, and he already senses there may be something fishy here. So the good myelin we have in the back of his mind, just in case. And 20 years from now, so I'll have in mind the shame Geirus also. So remember, the Rav was in the side of this particular Geirus, so he asked the father who was the myelin. He wanted to call the myelin. He asked the myelin, and see, maybe the myelin had a record, maybe he made a Mailov usually keeps a good mail keeps records of all the prismilas, so it could be the guy made a little note, like, you know, when he came to the Geirus, you could tell by looking at the family that there was something fishy going on. So maybe the mail made a note, you know, Malfi, Misafik, Lashem Geirus, without telling anybody, so they would have felt better about that. So the only problem was the mail had already died. In the last 8 years, he had passed away, so Malfi would be tracked down his records. Anyway. So, but see, with those three statements, that number one, maybe you don't need a Thomas Tabris altogether, and number two, maybe this is in a Nilu L'Shem Mitzvah you don't need, and it could be there's no possibility something Shem Shachol for a third something is good enough, then maybe the Mel had a bar L'Shem Geirus all together. So they would make hope not to insist on another Thomas Tabris. So this is all a veya from this Machlokes Mitzvah. Right? This was the introduction to Kirkotten. This is just to understand what the role of Beis Din is in a regular Geirus. No one knew what Beis Din is going to do. Beis Din is going to do a Kirkotten, it's going to be like Amri different, but at least to understand what a normal Geirus protocol is. So hopefully on Sunday there's another aspect I want to speak about in terms of Beis Din for next year. About having the idea of any Geirus B'Zmanazeh, because all I thought they didn't, not really exist B'Zmanazeh, because they're not smicha. So we'll talk about that. So after we finish the last Dush year and the Sunday year, then hopefully maybe mother will give herself Purim, something or other. So but after Purim, we'll be able to hopefully really tackle the beginning of real Ger Katan, the building of how does Ger Katan work, Zechiah, Shlichus, and Beis Din, and all this kind of stuff.